Hello, wine world. Thaddeus Bugs with the Minority Wine Report and the podcast Wine in Black and White. And I'm coming to you from Cape Town, South Africa. And I have the pleasure of interviewing Brianne Saws, Black female wine owner and winemaker at Teslardel Vineyards in Cape Town, South Africa. Cheers, Brianne.
I'm in beautiful Cape Town, South Africa, specifically Hermanus, and then a sub-region called Hemel in Arden. And I'm talking to Barine.
Yes.
Did I get that right? She's going to tell you a little bit about her story and the wonderful Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs that she makes in this beautiful area of the world. Cheers. Welcome. Let's hear a little bit about your story.
Thank you, Thaddeus. Yes, so I am from Teslardel, which is a small village about 22 kilometers northeast from where we are standing now. It's about 20 minutes drive. But the village has got a unique history. It's where Johannes Teslar, he was a captain in the Dutch army, and he had about 8 Khoisan slaves. So Khoisan is a national tribe in South Africa. And when he died in 1810, he left the property to his then freed slaves. So I'm a descendant of those slaves, and my parents still live there. It's also a place in end of 2019 where I bought a 16.6 hectare piece of property to plant grapes and erect a cellar. So I cleared out my business bank account, bought the property cash without finding water or doing soil profiles. And I want to start this dream of doing a cellar and vineyards.
But, hold on, before you go there. Yeah. Tell your story. What gave you the inspiration to do that? Because you didn't start out with just enough money to buy the property. You started out on another lower, a different level. Is that different level? Yes.
Definitely. So, okay. Yeah. So I came from Teslardel just after school as an 18-year-old, and I was the au pair to Anthony Hamilton Russell's children on Hamilton Russell Vineyards. And about a month into it, Anthony steered me into the wine business side of things. And in 2014, he gave me the startup cost to start my own business as a wine producer. So Teslardel Wines was born, me starting only with Pinot Noir, with Hamilton Russell Vineyards winemaker Emil Ross, because Pinot Noir and Chardonnay is what we refer to, is what I know, is what I'm indoctrinated with. It was my first meeting with wine. And so 5 vintages into the Pinot Noir, I added Chardonnay to production in 2019. Mm-hmm. So that is really where it came from. So Teslardel is the only place in the Western Cape of South Africa where you can buy small pockets of property for agricultural purposes at not a high cost, really. Mm-hmm. I paid about 1.6 million rand for my property, and the prices has changed very much since then. But that is what I really wanted to do since starting Teslardel, is going back home, starting the vineyards there. And I've got this whole dream of kind of building my wine legacy there with my 2 sons. I'm a single mom household of 2 boys. Oldest is 18, youngest is 11. And I kind of want to bring wine education back to Teslardel, which was previously a small farming community, but the youth is kind of a bit set in a bit of drug abuse, and there's also some alcohol abuse. So I really want to build the next generation and kind of give someone the opportunity that was given to me. That is my ultimate kind of goal with going to Teslardel.
Okay, so you was au pair here for Anthony and Olivana on the ranch. Yeah. But how did you know you was going to be a winemaker?
Oh my goodness.
Where did that come from?
No, that came purely out of, that was born really out of, I really wanted to know, why do people pay so much for wine? I come from mainly a beer drinking community, and my grandma also used to make a brew out of anything that could ferment.
Oh, anything that you
can ferment? Anything that could ferment. Okay. It's almost like moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine.
Yeah, so moonshine. I always joke and say I come from a family of beverage making. but we also very much enjoy our beverage. Mm-hmm. I entered my grandma and my mother on my label also.
Oh, yes.
2 little figures.
Beautiful
walking,
label, by
walking
the way.
Over
people.
The mountain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But all of this came naturally. I still work a full day for Hamilton Russell Vineyards. So I do the import, export, packaging, transport, and a little bit of the harvest logistics. So my duty is the flow of things.
Okay.
And so I work harvest, but I mean not hands-on with wines. Mm-hmm. That only happened when Emil Ross started working with me on the Teslardel. Mm-hmm. And so email leads I follow, mm-hmm. but we are both technically involved with that process.
Okay.
And so now my son, mm-hmm. this is his final year on school, he's going to work the first his first harvest with Emil Ross.
Okay.
Here on Hamilton Russell Vineyardson. Mm-hmm. We're kind of continuing the legacy from there.
Okay. So tell my people that's listening, that will be listening, now, are your wines currently available in the U.S.?
Yes, so the Tesla Style Pinot Noir and Chardonnay is available in 23 states,
mm-hmm.
and my import is these Vineyard Brands. And so about 3 weeks ago, I was in a whirlwind trade visit in the U.S.
Sorry, I miss you on that whirlwind visit. Yeah.
So I took a week off.
Because you told me you are currently in Chicago, correct?
Yes,
okay.
I am. Yeah. So the wine is available in mm-hmm. Chicago. I can put you in contact with the representatives okay. there. I was quickly in New York and Boston.
Mm-hmm.
A whole other world there. It was my first time to the U.S.
Oh, no. Okay, so what was your impression of the U.S.?
No, my first impression, I was coming into New York.
Oh, well, yeah. New York's not... That's a big place to start, first of all.
Okay? I know, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I'm a farm girl.
You was way out of your element there.
I'm a farm girl. Okay. I love Brooklyn, though.
Oh, Brooklyn's cool, yeah, yeah.
I did Brooklyn the next day. My first day, I worked just, Manhattan. And then off to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, I love Brooklyn. Old school wine shops.
Old school.
Family owned.
A lot of great music in America.
Breezes yeah. coming through. Uh-huh, I didn't felt any breezes. Okay.
New York, you're not going to find it.
They were very, very big buildings. Okay. I was chased by a Spider-Man and an angry Queen Elsa.
Oh, really?
At New York Times Square.
Oh, New York in the square. Yeah, they of course. They,
yeah.
They're all over the place down there. Absolutely.
And then my last 2 days ended in Boston.
Okay, a little different city vibe than New York. Yeah, a little different. Yeah, but Boston's a good city. So let's go over to you. Make two wines basically now.
Yes.
You make Chardonnay
and Pinot Noir.
And tell us a little bit about your Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir.
Yes. So the Chardonnay. So I buy my grapes in from the Yemelin Ardor Ridge, which is another winemaking area.
Tell the wine world what Yemelin Ardor means.
Yes, of course. So Yemelin Ardor is situated in the Walker Bay region of the Western Cape in South Africa. So we are very close to the sea. In fact, where we are standing now, Thaddeus, we are 2 kilometers away from the cool Atlantic Ocean. So the vineyard is influenced by the cool southeasterly winds coming from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Yemelin Ardor as a region is demarcated into 3 wards. So we've got the Yemelin Ardor Valley starting at the bottom, which is 35% clay rich soils. The grapes here ripen first, so this is basically where Hamilton Russell Vineyards and Bouchard Finlayson is situated. And mostly the 9 producers in the area produce Pinot Noir and Chardonnay because the climate is cool
yeah,
for that.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We refer very much to Burgundy.
Similar to Burgundy.
From
yes.
here.
Uh-huh.
So the grapes on the Yemelin Ardor Valley ripens first, they get the first morning sun, and then you move further but up around that bend, we get the upper Yemelin Ardor, which is decomposite granite. They ripen second, they get like the late morning sun. Irrigation still takes place and the grapes is more elegant, a little less structure.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move further on, now you're going past Newton Johnson, past Wrestlers River, you get to Ataraxia Domaine des Dieux Creation.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the vineyard is where I get my grapes from and that is called the Yemelin Ardor Ridge. So now we've elevated. We moved 16 kilometers away from the cool Atlantic Ocean. We are still influenced by the cool southeasterly winds. The soil is also 35% clay rich, so it should be the same. The grapes should be the same as the Yemelin Ardor Valley, but it has a little less structure also. Even if you eat it, the berries, you taste it. But it delivers wines with a bright fruit profile.
Yes.
And that is what we wanted to preserve in the Tesla style wines.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the grapes since the first vintage from one block and one block only. So I kind of blocked the blocks with a supplier.
Oh, okay.
So for the Chardonnay, the production is about 7,100 bottles.
Okay.
And the grapes is aged for 5 months in clay terracotta pots.
What do you like about clay terracotta?
Yes, so
what do you like?
So my first meeting with clay terracotta pot was actually here on Hamilton Russell.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yes,
Anthony does it with the Ashbourne wines.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the clay terracotta pots for me just adds midway to the palate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so to preserve the bright fruit profile, winemaker Emil Ross decided, let's do this with the amphorae pots on the Chardonnay, see how it turns out, mm-hmm. because it was also his first time working with grapes from the Yemen Arda Reach as well as it, mm-hmm. as it was mine. And so that turned out beautifully. This is the fourth vintage that we had today, which is the 2022. But since the 2019, which was the first vintage, we did 50% amphorae, 50% neutral oak. Then I increased production in 2020, and it was 28% amphorae, 15% stainless steel, the rest was neutral oak. Then in 2021, I went back to 5 tons, and it was 67% amphorae. Mm-hmm. I think the 2021 is actually what is available in the US now, because this must still ship. But then we went 67% amphorae, and the rest was neutral oak. The 2022 is seeing the most amphorae aging for Tesla style, which is 77% amphorae, and the rest is neutral oak. So up to date, the 2022 is the best vintage, personally, for me, for the Tesla style.
No, I think it's a beautiful style Chardonnay that you do not find pretty much anywhere else in the world. I mean, how expressive it is, and how bright, and the fruit just kind of jumps out at you a little bit, and you don't have to, well, some Americans like this big, oaky, mellow type Chardonnay. This is a beautiful, elegant Chardonnay that you're making. I think it's gonna go over very well. I really do.
I
like it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's wines I'm proud of. Both my wines are also vegan friendly, refined with a vegetable protein called Vegical since the 2018 vintage. So it's vegan friendly. Then on the Pinot Noir. So the Pinot Noir I did for 5 vintages and then I added the Chardonnay. But the Pinot Noir is just the most beautiful. It's we do whole berry bun stomping on those grapes. Mm-hmm. And typical to the best Pinot Noirs from the Yemen and Arda Reach area. Tesla's all Pinot Noir has got the lifted red fruit profile.
Yes.
So sour cherries, wild strawberries. And then the hints of baking spice that you get on the wine is really the French oak maturation. So we age in French barrels for 9.5 months and very little movement to the wine. So the wine is whole berry bunch foot stomp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you told me about that. Yeah. So you're gonna have the sun start stomping next year, right?
The new vintage is seeing my son stomping the grapes. Yes, there is. Really it's becoming good. A suicidal mission for myself. Okay. I am not that young anymore.
Yeah.
And I used to athletically stomp.
Yeah,
and now
exactly.
I'm just going to put up pictures where everyone is saying, oh my goodness, it's the sun. The sun is stomping.
Yes.
But the foot stomping is continuing. So we do foot stomping to add structure to the wine. Mm-hmm. And then spontaneous fermentation. So all the vintages of the Pinot Noir. It's not been inoculated with yeast or anything. Spontaneous ferment. We cold soak for one day, and then it's little sponge down one times a day for about 10 days. Mm-hmm. Then it's moved to the barrels. So in barrel, it stays for 9.5 months. The oaking is always 35% new wood because every year I buy 5 barrels.
Of course, yeah.
And it's a mixture of Blantes.
That means that you're making at least 125 cases.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's it. But that's okay. When you're making really good juice, that's all you need until you get going. So my last question to follow up to that, in 5 years, what do you expect to be in this whole wine world here?
Yeah. So in five years, there's actually 4 major things for me.
Okay.
I really want Tesla Zal to be globally known. It's mm-hmm. currently in 13 countries, but I mean, there's a lot more countries to go. There's not enough wine to go around for it. But Tesla Zal is being sold in small pockets, mm-hmm. you know, in different countries. So I hope to be there. Secondly, in 5 years, my grapes is, hopefully my vines will take, because I planted Pinot Noir vines in very tough soils. In a very tough area, which is my hometown, in Tesla style, salty soils, no water, because the water is salty as well. And so the vines just started to bud, but I mean, we're still a long way off. So maybe in 5 years, we'll know what the grapes is doing from those vines, if the vines survive.
Yeah, they'll survive. They'll survive. Yes.
Which they should.
Absolutely.
That's also when we will know. And then after the 7th year, release a wine that would say wine of origin, Overberg, or whatever I will certify the area as.
Certify the area, yes.
So that will also happen in 5 years. And then in 5 years, I see my son kind of making the wine. So
Does he have a passion or interest? You think?
Yes. No, okay. My son has been working at Creation Wine since.
They make very good wines. Yeah.
Yeah, very young
Creation.
Age.
Yeah.
And he's gonna work this harvest with Emil, and then afterwards, you know.
Oh, with Emil, right?
We you know the wine industry or our wine business changed our lives.
Okay.
Like 360.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in a fortunate position where we have international contacts.
Yes.
And I told my son, you know what? For this year, we'll put studies off until 2024.
Mm-hmm.
For 2023, I'm going to shamelessly abuse my international contacts. And I contacted all my importers, mm-hmm. and I said, look, I've got my son. He's going to work a harvest year, but I want him into sales in international countries. You guys are selling Tessa's Dalman. Don't you have something that he can intern with? And it will be so good for him. No,
I think that would be a really great growth prospect for him.
Of course.
To get to know both sides of the business.
That's it.
Then you come back and then he can handle things. Yeah,
that's it.
That'd be a good transition for you and very much so.
I think it's very important. We are in a very fortunate position and wine did that. Wine did that. Well, hard work, but wine did that. And I worked every department of Hamilton Russell Vineyards to kind of came to that point in 2014 where I could go on off without someone holding my hand and building my business.
Okay, so in closing, tell me what Anthony and Olive seen in you to want to invest in you.
Oh, we definitely have to ask them that. But,
yeah, I might ask them that, but I'm asking from your perspective too.
But honestly, Anthony recognizes... ambition. He's got a very rare talent, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He pioneers and he empowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he wouldn't back a horse, you know, if the horse wouldn't...
wasn't going to win the race.
Yeah. Okay. And up until today, he says he saw it from day one.
Oh, okay.
Something that I probably didn't see myself. And here we are today, you holding a bottle of Tessa's Dalman wines. I'm talking about my wines. We are talking about vines on my property. We are talking about sending someone internationally, which is, you know, my own son. It's surreal.
So thank you.
Barine. Yes.
And what's your last name, Barine?
Souls.
And she's the proprietor, the owner of Tessa's Dalman?
Yes.
A winery that's in Hemlo in Ardan.
Yes, but the property is in the Overberg.
Yeah. In the Overberg?
Overberg.
And this is also called Heaven and Earth. How precious is that?
We are technically on Heaven and Earth.
And great conversation. And I hope my people listen to it and go out and try to find Tessa's Dalman wines in Chicago and other places in the United States. Cheers and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stadius.